This is a podcast from Rover.
It's the Slam Dunk.
Okay, quick story on why wills are important and how, when it goes bad, it goes real bad. I knew this family that had four siblings, and when their mother died, the will was presented to the different parties, and the small amount of money, say 100K, was originally meant to be split four ways. But apparently, on this woman's deathbed, and perhaps under duress, the eldest son had gotten it changed to give only him and the youngest son the money. The other two siblings were women, and they were told, you've got husbands, you'll be okay. Deal with it. The cheek of it. Under duress, the will changed to deny them their share. Naturally, the family fell apart. Cousins who had been close were about to embark on one big long, I think it may have been on the last time that I saw them, maybe 20-year freeze. And it would end up in court with the two sisters rightfully getting a share of their parents' estate. So it was put right. But this is why wills matter and a good will matters. Not a grubby piece of paper in the top drawer. In the end, this family fell apart for 25 years and never saw each other until just recently when the kids had become adults. But so much had been lost and it was never the same again. All because some muddled with a will on the deathbed. Now, the hurt in this family and the mistrust was obvious to see, and even now, while it's been largely dealt with and while everyone's moved on, no one's forgotten it, you see. So it's a bit better now, but trust isn't there. Get a solid will, and might be the difference between a loving, tight family unit or one that never trusts each other again. It's really crucial.